From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Many people around the world leave their home country for a better education and better job in another country. A woman from Sri Lanka named Ashanti Matai has a story like that. Ms. Matai came to the United States from Sri Lanka in the early 1990s. She had a clear idea of what she wanted, a good education. Ms. Matai went to Princeton University in New Jersey and got a degree in chemical engineering. She continued her education at Stanford Business School in California. Then she began her career in the healthcare industry. Now, Ms. Matai has another goal, helping Sri Lanka. 4 years ago, Ashanti Matai was visiting Sri Lanka for her job. During the trip, someone asked her if she would be willing to collect used eyeglasses in the United States. The donated glasses were to be used for a Sri Lankan program on preventing blindness.
When I got that request, given I have a background in healthcare consulting in the U.S., I decided to take a look at the problem.
She learned there was a great need in Sri Lanka. She says many people in the country have vision problems that go untreated because of the high cost of eye care services. Ms. Matai notes a 2012 study.
In Sri Lanka, 50% of the population live on less than $1.82 a day on average.
Eyeglasses can cost between $50 and $100, so they are out of reach to most of the population. But instead of recycling used glasses, Ms. Matai took a different approach.
I realized that it is actually possible to source new custom-made eyeglasses for just $6.
Ashanti Matai founded So Others May See, or SOMS, S-O-M-S. The nonprofit company helps people who need eye care in Sri Lanka. To date, SOMS has helped about 24,000 adults with eye exams and new eyeglasses. So Others May See also partners with Sri Lanka's Ministry of Health to provide free eye care for children. Dr. Asela Abadira is the ministry's spokesperson. He says the three-year-old partnership has created many successful programs. One program sends mobile health centers to schools across Sri Lanka to carry out eye examinations. The service has changed the lives of the 900,000 students examined so far. He says some children are able to see the world again. Ashanti Matai says there is still more that needs to be done. She says she wants her nonprofit, SOMS, to treat more complex cases and to prevent vision problems. She says she is also planning to expand the service to another part of the population. She says she wants to include people who may not be very poor, but who still cannot afford to buy glasses. Ms. Matai understands how poor eyesight can affect a person's life. She has used reading glasses from an early age. That poor eyesight has given her clearer insight on a world where everyone can see. I'm Anna Mateo. And now for words in this story. Vision, noun, the ability to see, sight or eyesight. Out of reach, adjective, unable to be reached or obtained. Mobile or mobile, adjective, able to move with the use of vehicles, such as trucks and airplanes. Approach, noun, a way of dealing with something, a way of doing or thinking about something. Afford, verb, to be able to pay for something.